Hey, WJR Business Beat is brought to you by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. You can learn more at michiganbusiness.org. And of course, our pal Jeff Sloan is along. That's right, founder and CEO of Startup Nation, to spotlight the entrepreneurial, tech, and startup community on WJR. Jeff?
Good morning. Inflation is hitting all of us right where it counts, but one thing that isn't down for the count with respect to consumer spending is the travel sector. Despite higher costs of travel and everything else that we have to spend on these days, a new study in the latest edition of Payments, How the World Does Digital, indicates that of the highest increases in digital engagement, activity on behalf of consumers seeking travel is brisk. Specifically, online searches for travel information, as they grew 11% in Q1 this year versus the same period last year. And online searches for airfare rose by 14%. This, of course, is clearly indicative of ultimate consumer demand and spending. And these increases in travel interest come at a time when 35% of consumers have sacrificed by either not purchasing or by settling to product choices of lower quality in order to cut household purchase costs. And while that's a painful reality, we're still going to spend money on travel this year. And amazingly, all of this demand in travel comes at a time when many airline ticket prices are up this year versus last, almost 40% on average. Now, of course, this all comes as welcome news for the Michigan travel and recreational sectors, just in time for a really important summer season ahead. The airlines, of course, will benefit, but so will hotels, restaurants, and others in the hospitality industry. They should stand to see record demand corresponding with record revenues this summer as well. Great news for the Michigan economy indeed, and for those whose businesses are part of that important travel sector right here in the state of Michigan. I'm Jeff Sloan, founder and CEO of StartupNation.com, and that's today's Business Beat on the great voice of the Great Lakes, WJR.